It's episode 129, and we've got plugins for YouTube analytics, custom comment lead-in text, social tracking, loan calculators, country restrictions, and an amazing new Contact Us plugin. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. Hope everyone's enjoyed themselves the last couple of weeks, now that summer has finally arrived up here in the Great White North. Thoroughly enjoying it. And I'm your host, John Overall. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here.
Too much time in the sun, man. My brain's baked. That's what it is.
It is nice to be back with everybody, and there's a lot of WordPress stuff going on, and definitely a lot to talk about in this show.
Yes, that for certain there is. Okay, first off, a couple of things at the top. Don't forget, you can get the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com, and head on over to iTunes and give us a review there. We'd appreciate it. I hear the reviews have been increasing dramatically. I haven't checked there recently, but a few listeners have told me so. And if you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would appreciate it.
Absolutely. And iTunes America, you're slacking a little bit. It's been about a month since we've got a review. So come on, people. Help us out in America. We were, I think, number two for WordPress podcasts, and now we've sunk down to number four. So we can't let that happen. Come on, listeners.
More reviews.
We need your help here. Yeah. So give us a rating, give us a review, whether you like the show or not. And I also want to say hello to everyone that's read me through the daily plugin, the column I'm writing, and also Jeff Chandler did a nice post about us on WP Tavern. So thanks to all the newbies that are coming by. And what we're talking about actually is this podcast is helped along greatly by iTunes reviews. So if you could take just a few minutes and go to the site page, actually the podcast page in iTunes, and leave us a quick review on what you think value you get out of the show. It would help others. It would help our rankings. And it just make us feel good. What do you think, John?
Sounds good to me. I like to drop in there and review whenever I'm listening to shows regularly. So,
sure.
All right. So, of course, off the top two, don't forget, aside from providing all this great information for you folks, we make our living using WordPress. So we like to let you folks know that we do work on WordPress websites. I myself, my specialty is helping people fix their websites after they break them or looking for functionality in their website. So if you need some WordPress support in any way, you can drop by my website, wppro.ca. /emergency and get some tips, or pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And if you'd like help from me regarding WordPress, podcasting, SEO, affiliate marketing, social networking, I've got something set up on a platform called clarity.fm. You can go to marcuscouch.com/call and book a appointment with me. And I've had several people do it, and a couple of listeners have taken advantage of that as well. And I've saved them quite a load of time and money with just one simple call. And the other thing is, as I mentioned before, you can read a daily column that I'm putting together that's on wptavern.com. It's called The Daily Plugin. And every day I read through the repository and just kind of take a good sampling as to what plugins are out there. I don't necessarily test them all, but I just kind of share my insights, much like I do on this show. So check your WordPress dashboards under other WordPress news. You'll find me there, or just go to wptavern.com and check out the daily plugin.
All right. All right. So this week we have some listener feedback and some questions. So without much further ado, we'll go ahead with Jeff, who has some questions about random plugins. So take it.
Hey, John and Marcus. This is Jeff Lodge with songwritershq.com. Love your show. A faithful listener. There's always good ideas around every corner. Got a question for you. I'm trying to put up a random lyric line from songs in the past and so forth into a widget in one of the sidebars. And I'm having trouble finding a plugin that will not include the Facebook like and the share buttons and so forth. I'm told that's because they all use custom posts, each custom post for the lyric line. I wonder if you got any ideas. You've seen something that won't do that, maybe a little simpler, pulls off a Excel spreadsheet or a text file or something like that. It'd be really cool if you did. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
I do have something for that.
Oh, good.
And it's called Random Text, ironically enough. And it's a widget just basically to display randomized text on your site. And I use this a lot. And here's how you do it. You could basically enter in a lyric line in a text file. And as long as it was a carriage return, you know, a return, you know, and a hard return at the end of it, you can paste in 100 lines of lyrics and then just say bulk add these independently, and it will add that into the system. And then you just call it up with a short code, and you just give it the ID number or the category number of the lyric or whatever that you want to classify. And so you just put that short code in either a widget or within your content itself, and it will give you whatever you want at random. And that includes HTML too. So if you wanted to include lyric lines and then have the album cover in it, you can do that too. So Random Text is a really, really awesome plugin that I use. I use it with some other kinds of, in conjunction with other short code creators to kind of make a little mashup, but that's what I'd recommend. Random Text, and the author's name is Greg Jackson.
Well, there you go, Greg. That's about all I've got for you. Give that one a shot. I don't have one for you on that.
Yeah, so try that out, Jeff. See what you think.
Okay, but we do have another question here from Mark. A couple of questions, and we'll let Mark take it away.
Hello, John. My name is Mark, and I have a couple of questions. I sent you an email, and I just wanted to try this voice message thing. I've got two things that I'm looking for. One is I'm looking for a decent screen capture software or plugin because I want to do a short tutorial video that I want to add to my website. And secondly, I'm looking for something that will allow me to have people, when they access my website, if they wanted to front-end upload a short audio file, like a short MP3 file, and if it would automatically attach to the post without me having to go into my media library and do any work on it. I want to know if there's something that exists that's not labor-intensive for audio uploads. I greatly appreciate it. My name is Mark. My email address is mark@jobswantedusa.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. You guys are doing a great show with the plugins. Keep up the good work. It is appreciated. Thanks a lot.
All right, Mark.
I got nothing on that one.
I do. First off, for the screen capture software, I'd recommend Camtasia for it, which is very good software for screen capture. Or you can use Snagit. That works also for screen capture, short screen captures. And I did fire him back an email and explained it all in detail. And those are paid pieces of software, but they are worth the money. I use both of them. Mm-hmm. As far as uploading the audio files, you could use, if you wanted to have people upload an MP3 file directly from their computer, you could use something like Gravity Forms to capture the file, but you're still going to have to go into your media library and deal with it. If you just want to get a media file, such as the way you delivered it to me, is use SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe works great. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting way to go about it. There's other questions that I get all the time now that I'm doing a daily column and everybody's reading it. You wouldn't believe the plug-in requests I get. But
I bet.
And, you know, things that aren't even possible in WordPress. It's funny. So That's one way. You might also, I don't know how it would do for the uploading part, but you might want to also try maybe hacking a podcast plugin might do it. I don't know. It depends on your user permissions. If you're letting the public do it, that's one thing. But if you're letting a registered user do it, then there's a lot more options that you can use as far as plugins go.
Lots of ways you can go about that. But All right. Well, that's all we've got for listener feedback. So if you want to be featured on the show here, drop into the website, leave us a speak pipe. You can either leave one on WP Plugins or the last one there came from my own website. So okay. I've got speak pipe at both places.
Excellent. Well, with John, we've got some World of WordPress news, and that is 3.6 release candidate came out.
It's now
available. So we're getting close to that drop line, but I think we're both dead wrong in the list.
Way
off.
We blew it this time. Well, they did have some major issues with this release of WordPress. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll see a full blown release the middle of August now.
Hopefully, yeah. Love to see what they're working on.
So we'll check it out. If you want to play with it and you like playing with new toys before they're completely ready, go download the release candidate. Do not, I repeat, do not put it on a live functioning website. You will regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's all we've got for that. Anything else hiding in the wind?
No, time to rock and roll.
Time to get into the fun stuff then. And here we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got here today, I was contacted via they're just launching it. It's a fresh launch plugin, and they wanted to see about getting it reviewed. And as I told them, well, we don't have any criteria for being reviewed. You send us the plugin. If we manage to review it, it gets in the show. That's basically how it works. On the other hand, if you give us millions of dollars, who knows? Maybe we could work a deal.
You wouldn't believe how well I'm going to rate that plugin.
So seriously, though, this plugin here is called SWIP, and it's a social media type plugin, and it does some monitoring of social media feeling. It gathers information on the social media sphere and displays it. So I went ahead and checked it out, and you can get the plugin. I've got the links in the show notes where you can go get the plugin since it comes from their website. And as usual, I like to just throw a plugin in and see how intuitive it is before I go digging into the instructions to see if there's any issues that might be there. And as I threw it in and loaded it up, it's like every other plugin. It loads up quite simply and easily. You download it, upload it, activate it, and there you go. But then what happens? Well, you do have to use their third-party service to monitor information. And their third-party service to activate through your WordPress site is a breeze. It's probably the easiest authentication I ever did. You simply put in your email address and a chosen password, and boom, it's authenticated. After that, you have to connect to their website. And that I ran into a minor problem in when I went back to their website to see about an account. The only way I could connect on their website, which sort of irritated me, was Facebook. And I don't connect to sites that force me to use a social media platform to connect. I used to, but I don't anymore because I don't like having all my logins tied there. If I can't use my own email address, my own password, I just won't do it. Okay. So that's something I'm going to suggest to them when I fire it back to them, is that they might allow people to create an account with their own email and password.
Yeah, or isn't that how you said you register right there in the...
But that's how I registered in the WordPress. That's not how I go to their website to get into the account.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. So at any rate, if they have it, I couldn't locate it on their site. I'm sure by the time they hear this and by the time the emails come back, I will be corrected and I'll yank my foot out of my mouth. It's okay. I like the taste of shoe leather. It's nice. At any rate, I like the plugin. It creates a button that you use similar to a widget that you apply to posts or pages. At first, the way they describe it, I expected to find a widget in my widgets area that I drop into a sidebar, but I couldn't locate one there. And what it does is it drops a little slider in there that people can look at your post, and they can slide this post left or right from it starts in the middle as an average face, and they can make it a super happy face or a super frowny face or a +5 and a -5, I believe were the numbers I saw. And that gives it a rating for that post. And that information is gathered together to as a social indicator for your content. And it also they also do other social indicators from numerous other areas on the web, but I wasn't focused on all the other stuff they do. They have an iPad app and they have other apps and other stuff, but I was only focused on just this plugin for WordPress because the rest of it wasn't of much interest to me. So at any rate, I like the plugin. It seems to work pretty nice. It looks like it might do well if your website gets people to do that sort of rating. This could be another useful tool for you to gain more input from your users. All in all, from how it worked, how it activated, aside from the fact I couldn't get logged into their website itself for the account, I give this plugin a 3 Dragon rating. It's a pretty decent little plugin. So give it a check out. It's called Swip.
So what exactly is the functionality? Is it just a ratings system?
As far as I could tell for WordPress, that was all it is. It's just a rating system for WordPress.
So why do we need third parties for that?
I assume they tie it to other social media such as Facebook, Twitter. Okay. There was some other platform information there. Have to go look at that again. Let's take a quick boo at it here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they contacted me about this as well, and I just haven't had a chance to dig into it. You know, as you can imagine, my plugin loads pretty big as far as going through things. But I'm curious as all heck to see what this does.
Yeah, well, I've left it up on my site. I'll incorporate it into upcoming posts and see what happens with it. And if I manage to get an account on their website that doesn't require me to use Facebook, I'll check and see what the stats are that they collect, because it doesn't show any stats on the WordPress side. Yeah. I assume the stats are gathered at their website, and they combine with something. So I don't know all the full realities there until I actually have an account that I can look at.
Okay. Well, speaking of stats, this next plugin that I'm bringing to the table here is called YouTube Analytics Dashboard.
Ooh.
And basically what this does is it allows you to view all your YouTube analytic stuff right in your WordPress dashboard. So you don't have to keep going back and forth to your YouTube account to take a look at all this stuff.
Very nice.
Now, it's really good for clients too, because you've got this one interface that you can just set up all their statistics. And remember, we've talked before in the show about Google Analytics plugins in the dashboard.
Yes.
So now you can just incorporate YouTube Analytics within the dashboard as well.
Well,
so,
yeah.
These two things combined pretty much cover it for you. You know, I don't know how much more to describe this thing. It's pretty easy. It just shows a graphic interface of all your statistics, and it's real time, and it does it. There's a lot of data. So it's really nice if you happen to have a lot of videos on the site, or you have a client that has a very active YouTube account that you'd like to also monitor things there. So what can I say? I gave this one a 4 out of 5. Really good plugin. It is called YouTube Analytics Dashboard.
Very nice. I have a couple clients that'll be installed on in the next 48 hours, I imagine. One's a stats junkie, and he wants to see his YouTube stats, and the other, his YouTube videos get thousands of hits a day, and it's a pain to go to YouTube to look at them.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
this is an easy way to do it.
Nice. Ooh, I'll be loading that one up before long. All right. So the next one I've got here is one I just sort of stumbled across while looking for other things, as usual. This is called Car Loan Application and Calculator Plugin. It just seemed interesting, so I thought I'd check it out. It's a brand new plugin. It's in beta 3 version, and it hasn't been downloaded very many times. And I liked it because, you know, it looks like there's some possibilities for using this plugin in the future with some modifications to use it aside from car loans and calculator. Because what it does is they've got a form in it that would allow somebody to apply for a car loan. With some modifications, you could turn it into any kind of form for application. And it's got a calculator in it that allows people to put in information and calculate the amounts they want for a car loan, or what they would qualify for a car loan based on whatever the algorithms are on it. I liked it. Brief test of it showed it to be pretty decent. I like the thought that I'm going to keep this one in my back pocket for somewhere down the road where I just know I'm going to have a use for this kind of plugin. And at its current state, it looks like it's got some nice development to go, and it'll be a pretty decent plugin. So give it a check out. It's called Car Loan Application and Calculator Plugin. I rated it 3 Dragons.
Wow, pretty nice. That should give you designers out there an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Some car people, make yourself a demo template. Put there's a car loan calculator in there and rock it.
There's a lot of ways this one can go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, anybody with financing or anything like that, home mortgage or whatever, yeah, that's applicable to anybody.
Cars, big toys.
Yeah.
Beer, who knows?
All right, John, I'm going to bring something that's pretty cool, and it's relatively easy, and you're going to scratch your head and go, why didn't anybody do this before? It's called Custom Comment Form Title. And basically, it just lets you change that one line that says leave a reply or leave a comment to anything you want in a post-by-post basis. So when you make a post, you can change that line of what it is to encourage discussion in comments, right?
Right.
So if I did a post, instead of just saying, leave a comment at the end, I could say, hey, do you think this guy's guilty or not? And if so, why? Hey, now that incites some action, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just leaving a comment, you're actually engaging someone to do some conversation with you. So I thought this was really cool. Again, it's one of those things that leaves one more field to fill out in each post. But it's worth it, you know. Even you can, if you don't want to fill it out, then just leave it, and it'll be the regular default thing. But any customization that you can do out there is perfect, and I'm sure that in some small, minute way, it probably tricks the spammers as well that do all the commenting. So, yeah, maybe I doubt it.
Maybe I doubt tricking the spammers. That's kind of hard. Yeah. But I like the idea of this that you can customize each post to have a different field.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually kind of nice because you can tailor make your community engagement. You'll probably get more engagement by tailoring the comment form at the end.
Yeah. So this one again is called Custom Comment Form Title, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. Okay. Well, the last one I've got here today is a plugin to help you lighten the load on your server. It is called Admin Block Country, and it's a pretty simple plugin, and it's not very old. It's only been out 15 days. So about a week or two ago, I had a website that was being hammered to death by robots and others from certain countries across the globe. We'll let you figure out which ones they are. I don't like to be mean. So at any rate, what we ended up doing was we built a htaccess file that just simply blocked the IPs from those countries. All of a sudden, the server came under control and everything went smooth again. Well, this plugin here allows you to do that without a whole lot of work. You just plug it in, turn it on, and it does have one minor step in it when you turn it on. It requires the addition of a second plugin, but it walks you through the process of bringing in that second plugin. And then it brings up a window for you, and it lists all the countries on the globe except the one you're living in. And it even has a line that says, to prevent you from locking yourself out, we are exempting your country from the list.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty intelligent, actually.
Yeah. I wonder how many beta tests they went through to figure that one out.
Probably a few. So at any rate, you go choose the countries you want, click the buttons, click activate, and now anytime those countries hit your website, they're just automatically blocked and their traffic is dropped. So you don't get hit by them anymore. And it actually does make a difference in websites. If you block some of the countries where the majority of the hack attacks come from and the bad robots exist.
Huh.
So this is a pretty nice little plugin. Simple, straightforward, you know. Load it up nice and easily. I give it a 3-dragon rating. It's called Admin Block Country. So check it out.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, I have a plugin that's a standard kind of, you know, we all do these contact us things, and it's always so boring. You know, it's the Google map, it's the phone number, it's this boring form and whatever, you know. Well, this one is called Contact Us Page Contact People. And it's made by this guy named Steve Truman at A3 Revolution Software. And it basically it displays the contact information or people from around the world. So you can have these kind of contact blocks based on location. And you can have departments within it, within teams. You can have a Google map that people kind of scroll around and see the different office locations and click on that, and then it brings up a little bit more as far as the person there. Here's the kind of cool things that it does. It lets you direct email the particular person. So if I'm a site viewer and I go to the Contact Us page, I see, you know, John's picture there, and I click here to direct email John. It will actually let you direct email, but it doesn't ever show the person on the other end's email, you know, on the site. So it's not like spammers can come and scrape it. It does it through Java, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's nice.
So, you know, a lot of the things when you make a Contact Us, it always has to be routed through somebody. You know how it is when you design a site for somebody and it's just, oh, just send it to, you know, just send it to Phyllis and she'll route it on to everybody else.
Right.
And then it just doesn't work out that way. Well, this is the way to do it. So just even if you wanted to go to sales or things like that. So, you know, I deal with a lot of franchise businesses and people that have hundreds of different locations and such. And I am right now using this plugin to develop kind of an infrastructure. I don't need a Contact Us page. I need a Contact Us section. There's so many locations for this particular one. So this is what I'm using. So I thought it's pretty outstanding. It's a little clunky in the setup, so I would have given it a perfect rating otherwise, but I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like that. I'll have to look further into that one. I do have a couple places it can be used.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, the layout of it is really slick, so you can choose how many columns you want. You can choose what you want in there, even some social components in there as well that you want to add for each individual person. So if you are looking for a way to kind of jazz up your own technical skills and savvy when it comes to your portfolios, you might want to look into this, because these little nuances of a portfolio and design skills really shine when you show plugins like this in their full functionality.
That they do. All right. So, a little bit of rambling last words. It is very nice up here up north, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Appreciate everyone out there listening. And just to finalize everything, it's been asked several times by our listeners out there that we do a wrap-up at the end, and we're going to try and make sure we have a wrap-up at the end. So the plugins we called out today, first off was the SWIP plugin, social media plugin, the car loan application and calculator plugin, and the admin block country plugin. And the ones you had, Marcus?
Let's see. We had the fabulous YouTube analytics dashboard plugin, which we gave a 4 out of 5. Custom comment form title, 4 out of 5 as well. And it seems to be a recurring theme here. Contact Us page dash contact people got a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, and as usual, reminders, don't forget, drop in at iTunes, blueberry.com, VOA, or Stitcher Radio, and leave us reviews or hit the little thumbs up. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So how can they contact us, John?
You can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, you can go to wppro.ca/emergency, or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. Consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call. And read my daily column, The Daily Plugin, at wptavern.com. Or just look under other WordPress news in your own WordPress dashboard.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.